Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So we joke about this on the show all the time. I should say off the air, kind of like, you know, I don't want to do the show today. You know, there are some days you just don't want to talk about it, but you can't ignore it. We can't ignore it. This team is killing us. I mean, we didn't dance around it. We addressed it a little bit yesterday, Doug, but this is, I don't like doing these shows and talking about a team that is inflicting so much emotional pain on me right now. This is really, it's beyond frustrating. I don't know what the right word is. I mean, it's maddening. I'm getting pissed.
I know. Hostility's coming.
Yeah, I mean, hostility's really coming in. And
they play games now, and I'm like, they've got no chance. When I watch them play, I don't think they have a chance to win. And I don't know how this happened. They literally went from the best record in baseball to the worst team in baseball. They're the worst team in baseball right now. And again, I'm going to wait. I've said this, and I've been consistent with it. I'm going to wait till the season's over before I start getting into really who's to blame and who should there be ramifications, because this feels like I always talk about the difference between losses here and there and ones that are really like, this feels like a referendum on a lot of what's going on. And you know, there's one thing to say, and you made a point yesterday that I think is true of most people, not everybody, but I think it's true of most people, and you kind of acknowledged it later in the show, but the idea that people who were disappointed in what they did at the trade deadline were disappointed because they didn't think they did enough to win the World Series. But almost all of those people wouldn't have said they didn't do enough to make the playoffs. Now, there is a salvageable scenario in this whole thing where, like, this time next week, we could be good. And that is they make the playoffs and eliminate Cleveland, just like that. But I can't even see them. Honestly, the idea that they don't win another game this year is one I'm accepting. I've accepted. Yeah. That they won't win it. They are broken. They are broken. And I don't know, you could look at different points of time where it happened, where they were broken. But this is a broken professional sports team that you said, what's the word? I can't get beyond deep-seated levels of frustration. And look, I'm sure they're frustrated too.
Of course they are.
And you know what pisses me off?
Their livelihood.
I've got one Cleveland Guardians friend. One. Put a dollar in the jar. didn't say boo to him all year. I didn't talk about the Tigers with him.
15 and a half game.
I certainly didn't rip on the Guardians. All of a sudden, he comes in talking smack. And I'm like, hold on. What did I do? I didn't give you crap.
Right.
Yes, OB. And here's how I think that Detroit can make me feel better. And that's the Lions beat the living snot out of the Browns.
It'll make me feel better, but it'll be so temporary.
I know.
And obviously, winning tonight would help, but it's not. I mean, nothing like fixing your season. We need a trip to Boston. I mean, Fenway's a house of horrors mm-hmm. at times for teams, but maybe that's just the recipe they need. Just to, I don't know, get away from Cleveland. Stop playing the Indians. Another dollar on a cookie jar. The Guardians, but. This is, it's just maddening. And yeah, I'm getting pissed now. I'm angry with the team and what's happened, because the team that we're watching play currently is so far removed from the team we saw.
Not even close.
Like 2 months ago.
Not even close.
I mean, this is, who are these guys? Who the hell are these guys expanding the strike zone as much as they did? Who are these guys that have struck out 27 times in two games? Who the hell are you? Sorry, 28 times. You know, a pitcher can't make it through the fifth inning. You know, afterwards, they're talking to Flaherty and like, oh, you had good stuff, right? Yeah, I thought I had good stuff. He didn't make it out of the fifth inning. Now, was that a quick hook? Maybe. But it's hard to give praise when you're giving up three runs in less than five innings and you have no shot as a team. Now, it also sucks that you're watching the home run that was hit from Valera. The swing was weird. I'm like, how does that swing power ball over the fence? And then you find out, well, he hit it to the part of the ballpark that would be a home run in one out of 30 ballparks. the easiest part to hit it out in Cleveland, he found that spot.
But you know what? What's crazy about baseball?
In every other ballpark.
What's crazy about baseball is bad teams mess around and win a couple, two, three games a week.
Yeah.
I don't feel like the Tigers are going to win again.
Well, because they've lost eight in a row. And they've lost, 11 out of 12 or 12 out of 13? It's a horrific stretch. It is an epic collapse. And, yeah, okay, I mean, in our minds, I think most Tiger fans are like, they're not making a playoff. So forget the division. Division's gone, right?
Yeah, they're not.
I mean, what's Cleveland's magic number? Is it three? They win tonight, it's one. And the Tigers have three games after that at Boston. Good luck with that. It's about, can you even make the playoffs? They actually have a lead, one-game lead over Houston, who somehow is finding ways to lose. They lost a second game last night. We'll take it. And yes, the best revenge would be you make it into the playoffs because you're playing well in Boston, right? You go out and somehow you summon the courage and figure out how to play baseball again. You sweep the Red Sox, and then you start a series against the Gribe, and then you beat Cleveland in the first round of the playoffs.
Like I said, a week from now, they can salvage something that I think is almost virtually impossible. Right. And they do own the tiebreaker with Houston, so it's essentially a two-game lead with four to go. And that is, I don't know that that's enough.
Right. Because they're not playing well. I mean, their best pitcher has been beaten the last couple of starts, despite pitching pretty well. The offense is completely gone. They're absolutely non-existent. I mean, they had five hits two nights ago. They had six hits last night. No extra base hits last night. Anytime you thought they had something going, it was gone in a blink of an eye. I mean, they manufactured the one run they got. I'm like, are they going to get there? Are we going to see a productive out at least? And then fortunately we did. Parker Meadows lined a drive to right field, and Dingler was on third with less than two outs. Thankfully, they scored, and they actually, my God, they took a lead in the game, and that was quickly gone in the bottom half of the inning.
But when they take leads, I'm like, they're not going to keep this lead.
No, and they miss opportunities. I mean, they had no opportunities last night.
When there's bases loaded, when the Tigers have bases loaded and nobody out, I'm like, I hope they can get a run.
Right.
One.
And they almost, my God, they almost got out of a jam last night.
Oh, yeah, the bases loaded, nobody out. What was it? Shallow fly ball, strikeout. And then two strikes, they give up a hit. And Vest, I mean, Vest was in a tough spot, but
yeah,
I mean,
yeah, like, really tough spot, but it was that close, but it doesn't matter because the team still wasn't scoring for you, and they had the one run lead anyway. They would have just run it into to the ninth inning with a 1-0 or the 2-1 lead and won the game.
I just hope Mel finds love. We'll get to your phone calls next. We got the Wide Night Omaha Blitz thingy at 10:30. Michigan Auto Law. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Speaking of accidents, big pile up accidents that is the end of this Tiger season.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's funny. You see feedback coming in from like out of nowhere, Guardian Chodes. We weren't talking about you all year long. We weren't making fun of you. They're acting like, seriously, the feedback I'm getting from these Cleveland people is like, we were talking trash about them all season long. We weren't. But whatever. Let's go to Kim and Lyndon. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Kim.
Gentlemen, good day. As always, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you for calling.
Baseball primarily is what gets me through the winter. And I've been a Tiger fan.
When it's not being played?
Just the thought that it's coming.
Okay.
Is what helps me get through the winter. I mean, we're down in Lakeland every year for 2 weeks, and I'm in the stadium in the first week of the season always. And I live and breathe baseball. It's my game since I was five. And I have people in Kansas City, in Minneapolis, and in Cleveland. And I talked smack to all of them. And 5-6 weeks ago, I was, you know, I was not saying they stunk. I was just talking about how good we were. And to go from King of the Hill to dumpster fire is really hard to swallow.
Yep. Yep.
And I don't know what it's, I don't know if it's going to do something to my fandom or not. The thought of not being a devout, I mean, I will be a
so
Tiger
here's
a, fan.
I was wondering about this. If this, is this collapse ends the way we all think it's going to end, I feel like so much goodwill that was built up. Like, I'm thinking about spring training next year. Are people going to be excited? I mean, I guess unless they do something huge in the off season, because there's still a really young core, which in theory should be something that you're excited about. But I get the sense here, Kim, that, yeah, it's going to affect people and their fandom. I don't know, man. This is so bad.
It's, I mean, I don't want to think about the off season yet. I've already had some thoughts creep in about and I quickly pushes aside. So there'll be time for the off season to worry about that when the off season actually hits officially. And with this team still with the game lead, and as you pointed out, it's effectively a 2-game lead because mm-hmm. they have the tiebreaker over Houston. With that lead, with 4 games to go, I'm very hopeful this team is making the playoffs. So I'm not going to give up on that. And I think that sometimes, I mean, the urgency of the playoffs alone can change a team around. We've seen plenty of teams back into the playoffs and then find themselves with a run. I don't know if that's going to happen with these. It doesn't feel like it's ever going to happen because they haven't won in the last 8 games, but things can change quickly. They need to.
248-539-9797. Richard. Hello, Richard.
Hello.
What's up?
You know, last year everybody thought that the Tigers were done too, but they end up making the World Series. Here's what I think.
They didn't.
About the pitcher.
They didn't make the World Series last year.
Well, they made the playoffs. That's what I meant. I'm sorry.
Okay.
They're going to start with one of those openers, and then they're going to surprise everybody by bringing in Skubal because he's not going to pitch between innings. He's not going to throw between innings. He's going to pitch in next game, and that's going to lift all the Tigers, and they're going to win tonight and tie Cleveland.
You think Skubal's pitching tonight?
And they win the Boston series, and they got the division.
You think Skubal's pitching tonight?
Yeah, an inning. He's not going to go the whole game. An inning, maybe 2 innings, depending on how many pitches he throws.
You think just we got to understand this. You think that he's going to pitch because he's got his normal bullpen session that he has to pitch tonight anyway? Why not throw him in the game to use that as a bullpen session?
Yeah.
They've never done that.
Yeah,
but.
It doesn't mean that they're not gonna though. I mean, then you use up an inning, maybe 2 innings if you can get out of the first inning without throwing a bunch of pitches.
I don't know what the numbers are on pitchers on 1 day rest. I know that on 3 day rest, it's amazing how bad, because teams try it all the time postseason.
But they try it with expecting them to start and go like 5 or 6. He's just talking about instead of doing his sides, do that actually in a game situation. Hey, you know you're gonna throw 20 pitches and
you burn him for Sunday.
No. What he's saying is this is just a normal part of the routine. Between your starts, you go and throw a bullpen session. Right?
I don't think those bullpen sessions are going 100%.
I agree with you. I'm just explaining what he is saying.
Yeah. Well, I'm explaining to you why I think it's a ridiculous idea.
Okay. Then I will agree with you.
TJ in Detroit. Hi, TJ.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
All right, look, man, you know how we watch the Lions, right? We know how we watch the Pistons, and we see the way the organizations are going. We see that they're being put in the right position, getting the right pieces. Well, Finch has done the same thing. But what we didn't do for Finch is Scott Harris dropped the bag, man. It's just that simple. We knew what we were. It's like Dennis Green. They are who we thought they were.
Well, hold on. TJ, you didn't think they were a playoff team at the trade deadline?
Yes.
Come on. I'm sorry.
No, he said yes. He's
saying, yeah, he didn't think they were a playoff team. They're just trade deadline. I don't buy that at all. And you didn't buy it yesterday.
No.
Matt in St. Clair Shores. Hi, Matt.
Hey, boys. Listen, I don't think Chris Ellis is giving enough heat on this. And I think
wait till the season's done.
Scott Harris. Well, the thing is, you know, you can talk about Bregman all you want. We tried to do a Bregman, whatever. But we've got two teams that are relying on young guys, one-year contracts on washed vets. And that's both the Red Wings and the Tigers. It's the same game plan. That's why I think that this is coming down from the top.
Matt, a couple things. A couple things here. One is Chris Illich is getting heat. I've said, and I'll continue to say it, I'm going to wait till the season's done before I start slinging arrows. But Illich is in the crosshairs, why would he approve a deal
he's
for Bregman?
Not getting enough heat. It didn't land. Like there's no urgency for Chris Illich because he's selling his $5 pizzas. Like, we knew in June that if we don't score four runs a game, we're not going to win. We had an 80% chance to win a game when we score four runs. We only have a 12% chance to win when we score less than four runs. That's been a trend since June or since all season, and we didn't do anything to shore up a bat. Who cares if we have pitchers if we're only scoring one or two runs?
I don't know. Really win
what, every game 1-0?
They were in the top like eight in the league in OPS. The team was hitting fine going into the trade deadline. And the other premise I will completely disagree with, the plan isn't to, in the offseason, was let's go with some veteran players that are past their prime. That's the plan. The plan is to go with and protect your younger players. And it's the same thing with the Red Wings. You can disagree with it, but the plan is that they like their younger players and they want these guys to grow together. And then they went out and they got guys like Gleyber Torres, bringing Jack Flaherty back. Those aren't bad free agent signings. They did all their free agent signings, and then when all was said and done, then they tried to get Bregman. It wasn't like they tried to get Bregman first. It failed, and then they go out and just, okay, we'll fill up the roster with a couple of free agents. They actually did it the right way, and they got burned by Bregman's agent. That's what happened.
Speaking of broken, you have Torque missing a ground ball, and instead of even attempting to chase it down, he stands there and doesn't even look around to look at it. And then you have Dingler not even using two hands to catch a foul ball and dropping it. It's clown ball. It's from Mike in Detroit. Gator, the word you're looking for is torture. That's from an unnamed texter. Kind of is. This is kind of sports torture.
It's torture to me because it's personal, because I love this team. I love baseball. I love the Detroit Tigers. So to me, it is kind of, it's they're inflicting pain on me, and it's not necessary.
Talk some NFL next here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, sports fans, I'd love to talk for a minute about the best restaurant in the state to catch a game. It's Twin Peaks. Restaurant experiences really have taken a nosedive. Service is really missing the mark. Not at Twin Peaks, man. They've upped their game. Starts with the culture. It starts with the cooks coming in at 7 a.m. every day to begin preparing those dynamite dishes you crave. Then, of course, the beautiful Twin Peaks girls, from food to beverage recommendations, just cheering you up when you had a bad day. No one does it better. What brings it all together? That is sports. They boast wall-to-wall TVs, some as big as 98 inches, that brings all the action that you crave. This effing team, 248-539-9797. I don't know if I can stand it. We might be done with Tiger Talk.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
Kang, as a producer, are you going to make us keep talking Tigers?
Man, I don't want to talk Tigers anymore. No, we will continue. We will bring up Tigers still, so don't go away. We're going to bring it up. I mean, also, what we do, guys, is we don't just talk about the Tigers. We let people vent.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
If you want to call in and vent or text and vent, do so.
I may sit the segment out. I might just punch up phone caller after phone caller and take my headset out. When you're done talking, can you point at me and I'll punch up the next guy? Because this is just, it's so depressing. But let's shift gears. We do it every Thursday, the Blitz thingy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So, Gator, I went first yesterday.
Give me the damn ball.
All right, here we go.
I'm going to try to throw apples for you guys to just smash, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, question number one. The Giants have officially named Jackson Dart the starter for the rest of the year, benching Russell Wilson. Was this the right decision?
Yeah, it was the right decision. I mean, they see how he is in practice. They liked what they saw from him in the preseason. There were some thought that why isn't he starting right away in the preseason? So it gets to that point. You know, Russ still has ability, obviously. I mean, he threw for well over 400 yards a couple weeks ago. I think what this does is you're playing the quarterback now that's the future of your franchise. This is why you drafted him. You're not looking too good as a team right now, so this gives you an idea of how good is he. So if you end up with one of the top picks next year, you can know for sure that you don't need to go back to the quarterback well. The other thing is, with quarterbacks getting hurt, now might be the right time to strike to go ahead and trade Russ while he's an asset and still has value to a team that needs a quarterback.
I think it's a mistake committing to him for, quote, the rest of the year. I can see why they're making the change, but when you commit to him for the rest of the year, if he is a disaster, which is certainly possible, and the veterans on the team are trying to win, and you got a guy out there that looks like he's throwing wrong-handed, you may have a problem. And so I think committing to him the rest of the year, if they really mean it, is a mistake. But I also look at who's making this decision. The people that are making this decision are the same people that let a guy go who's currently top three in yards and top five in QB rating. Is it possible? Because they let Daniel Jones go. Is it possible that they just don't know what they're doing with quarterbacks?
So I think it's the right decision next week, not this week. I would have waited till the Saints game. I mean, I know they're at home this week, but they're playing the Chargers, and the Chargers got good defense, and I wouldn't put my rookie quarterback out there against that defense. I'd wait till a very poor team like the Saints, even though it's on the road. That's when I would have started Dart. But yeah, I think it's the right decision in the long run after that. But yeah, Russell Wilson, man, that's another question I'm not going to ask you guys now, but what has happened to that guy, man, since he's not the same Seattle quarterback at all? All right, question number two. Former Browns tackle Joe Thomas called Myles Garrett the most impactful non-QB in the history of the NFL. I'm not going to ask you about the history, but who do you think the single most impactful non-quarterback player in the NFL right now is?
All right, so, you know, I believe offense wins championships now. And so I'm like, who's the most unstoppable weapon in the league right now? And you can call me a homer if you want. I give zero F's what you call me. I'm going to make a case for Amon-Ra St. Brown. No one has more touchdown catches than Amon-Ra. And only one player has more catches for first downs than Amon-Ra. of the top 35 wide receivers in the NFL, the guys who get all the targets, he has the highest catch per target of any of them. When Goff throws to Amon-Ra, they are completions. He's the unstoppable guy right now. You too?
It's Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Wow!
He does everything, and he does everything exceptionally well. He catches every single pass that's thrown to him. He runs after the catch. He runs through tackles. He runs as a running back. He blocks. He loves to block. He pitches the football to a guy who's going to score the touchdown. He's a leader vocally and by example. He's an automatic first down whenever you damn well need it. It's Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Wow.
I love the answers, guys. I do. And I do agree with you, Doug. I think offense does win championships, but I couldn't find that one guy I would take over everybody else on defense. And maybe it is ASB, but I end up choosing someone from the defensive side, and I think it is Myles Garrett. This guy is unreal. I saw him break a triple team with one move. Like, his athleticism for his size, I've never seen anything like it. Now, I don't know about the history of the NFL, but right now I think Myles Garrett is the most impactful non-quarterback in the league, and I see why they paid him so much money.
Did you think there was a chance that you and I had the same player?
Nope.
All right, the 1-2 Ravens play the 1-2 Chiefs this Sunday. Is the loser done?
Yes, but only if it's Kansas City.
Oh!
The Chargers in that division look awfully good, and it's a tougher division from the top end to knock off. I think the Ravens, they're a really good team. That they're not playing well right now as a whole. Obviously, the offense is still really good, but defensively, they got some real issues. But the division is weaker. So I think it's half true. I think if Baltimore wins the game over if Kansas City ends up losing, they might be donezo. Yeah.
So I agree with you, and I'll give you some other reasons why. This is a Kansas City home game. Kansas City is definitely a tougher division, as you mentioned, with the Chargers and Denver.
Yeah,
they got
Denver,
a tougher
Denver's
schedule. I think Baltimore's biggest threat in their own division just lost Joe Burrow for the season. Baltimore's already 1-0 in their division. Kansas City's already 0-1 in their division. So, yeah, I think Kansas City is in a world of hurt, which goes back to one of Kang's bold-ass predictions that Kansas City would miss the playoffs. Well done.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. I think if the Ravens lose, they can somehow still find a way back in the playoffs. I think if the Chiefs lose, they are donezo, and I can't believe that prediction might actually come true because defending your representative of the AFC, Patrick Mahomes, right? But the thing is, they don't look that great. They didn't look that great against the Giants, against Russell Wilson. It was awful that game, and that's the only reason why I think the Chiefs won. Kelsey's playing like he's already been married for a decade. I mean, he looks even slower. Forget disengaged, right? I don't think
dad
they make the playoffs.
Dad bod out there.
Exactly, and no dad strength. All right, Tom Brady wrote this week that it's paranoid and distrustful to believe that there's a conflict in his roles as an owner and a TV analyst. He has a moral and ethical duty to the sport, is what he said. Do you believe him, and do you think the NFL will eventually do something about this?
Well, I hate to say this, but I really don't care what Tom has to say.
Wow.
And yes, I think the NFL has a moral and ethical duty to the sport. I mean, it doesn't matter as much to us because we don't see the team he owns, the Raiders, almost ever. But if this were an in-division opponent, I'd be yelling this from mountaintops every single show. I can't believe they're letting him do this.
The answer is no, I don't believe him. And there is a conflict. He doesn't get the benefit of the doubt as somebody who has broken the rules himself, somebody who played for an organization that blatantly disregarded the rules of football. Pick a job already. The one as an announcer pays you $37.5 million a year. Let me say that again. $37.5 million a year to be the lead announcer for Fox Sports. What? Either pick that or stay in the owner's circle, and when you decide to sell off your stake as an owner, then you'll make your $200 million or whatever it is, or $1 billion, whatever the number would be. But make a decision and stop putting it off and then blaming everybody else for the fact that no matter if it was you or anybody else, it's a damn conflict.
So I believe he wants to be ethical, but we all know how competitive Tom Brady is. He's the ultimate competitor. He would do anything to win. He's that type of guy, right? So even if he legally or organically obtained information, how could he not help his own team or at least hint at something? With that being said, I do think it's a bit overblown, the information he does receive. I mean, it's not like they're going to give up everything in these meetings, you know, player meetings or coaches meetings, but perception is reality to a lot of people. And for that fact, I think the NFL does need to change the rule because people aren't going to believe that he doesn't have some kind of unfair advantage. All right, five backup QBs already played and had to start in week three. Outside the Falcons and Kirk Cousins, who do you think's got the best backup in the NFL?
I think Minnesota does with Carson Wentz. And it's not necessarily on Carson, though. I think it certainly helps because he's a decent enough quarterback. But it's that offense. They are set up for success no matter who the quarterback is. And Carson Wentz, being the veteran that he is, he's had some really good years in the league. The year they won the Super Bowl, and he went in the regular season, he was outstanding and then got hurt and didn't play in the Super Bowl. But he was still an outstanding quarterback. Now, he's lost a little bit since then, but varying degrees of success with types of offenses you run. Minnesota is set up for success with all those receivers you have to throw to. It's a decent offensive line. They know what they're doing. They got a great head coach. I think it's Minnesota with Carson Wentz.
I like veterans for backup quarterback spot. A guy that can, that's been there and done that over and over again. And I agree. I think the veterans that are in the best situations are the ones to look at because I think they can actually make some hay in those positions. Wentz is a good selection, but I'm going to go with Mitch Trubisky in Buffalo. And I know people scoff at Mitch Trubisky and kind of make fun of him.
Killed the Lions.
He has a winning record as a starter, and he spent the bulk of his career with the Bears. Think about that for a second. And he's the backup. I think Buffalo's got the best backup situation.
All right, I'm taking Marcus Mariota. I've always liked him. He is experienced. He's over 30 years old. He's been a starter in this league, and he's mobile. And I don't think that really matters for your week one starter, but I think as a backup, it does matter because it's a real asset when things go haywire and you can improv. I think a backup quarterback needs to be able to improv when they come into the middle of a game and not knowing they were supposed to start because there was no game plan for them to start. And I think that... When you have a mobile quarterback for the defense as well, they were preparing maybe for a guy who wasn't as mobile. So I think Marcus Mariota brings all that valuable information. I think, and also he's been a really good backup as far as just mentoring the rookie. So I think he's a team player, which helps as a backup quarterback.
And he's in Washington.
Yes.
Just so people know.
Washington Commanders.
There you go.
All right, last one, guys. Parsons. Micah Parsons comes back to Dallas this weekend. Who needs this win more to justify that trade?
Jerry does. Jerry made the unpopular move, and the Dallas defense looks terrible. Their pass defense in particular is getting shredded, and a pass rusher would help. And look, Dallas's offense is top four in the NFL. Their defense is bottom three, and it's early in stats. I mean, I don't know how much they actually matter, but it looks like Dallas has a real problem stopping the pass. And he made a trade for a run stuffer in the middle, and maybe this trade is just about as much about the future, but I think it'll go a long way to justify Jerry's move.
I actually think it's the Packers because Dallas won't win or lose the trade until after they draft the players that they got in return. Green Bay is going for it right now. They're coming off an embarrassing loss to the Browns, and it's a season where you see, okay, Rashawn Gary, I think, leads the NFL in sacks right now with 4.5, playing opposite of Micah Parsons. Rashawn Gary is due for a big-ass contract. Are they going to be able to pay both Rashawn Gary and Micah Parsons? The window of opportunity is maybe not so large in Green Bay. Well, they're clearly going for it. That's why I think it's way more important for the Packers to show it on Sunday.
I've got the Cowboys to justify this trade. I think just to prove to everyone they are better without Micah Parsons, and they get draft picks and they get cap space. If the Packers lose, their ultimate goal is the Super Bowl or bust. So that still remains even with the loss. So I think they can afford the loss and move on. I think the Cowboys, just for, you know, the sake of the fans and the media out there, that, hey, we beat them without Micah. We know what we're doing over here. So I got the Cowboys.
And that concludes the Wide Night Omaha Four Down Around the League Blitz thingy. I'm just going to say I blame the Tigers.
Is that what you're going to do? I will say this.
I blame the Tigers for you even being in the position to begin with.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. And I realized that over the last half hour, I've been really loud and angry. And it is the Tigers is doing it to me. Like,
your disposition,
I don't need to be that vocal about...
Your disposition's changed.
I don't need to be that vocal about the football questions. You know, that loud. I was loud. And I apologize. I don't know why I'm... I mean, I know why. We know 100% why.
Okay, let's explain to people what you did today. You left the house and?
I left the house, and I think when the time I got into the station, I'm like, did I leave my phone at home? I think I left the phone at home. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. No, because when I got into the car, I automatically thought to myself, hey, should I put the phone in the charger in the car? No, I charged it last night. I should be good. So I thought I definitely had it. And then I thought maybe it just slipped out of my pocket. Or I set it in the passenger seat because I brought some other stuff with me, like another whatever. I'm doing something after the show, so I thought maybe it was in with that stuff. And I checked before the show started, and I couldn't find it. And I asked you, hey, can you do me a solid?
During the commercial break, yeah.
In 30 seconds, because that's how much time it's going to take me to walk out of the studio, outside, and into my car. Can you call my cell phone? And you said, yep. And I walked out. Open up the car door, didn't hear anything. I'm searching through again. I'm like, ah, damn it. And I came back in and show up the front desk. Is everything okay? I'm like, nah, I left my phone at home. It's not a big deal. Okay. Come in. And then I come into the studio and I say, and you say to me.
Well, hold on. I said, did you find it? And you said, no, I didn't. And I sat there for a second. Now, during the commercial break, I talked to Kang about something we were doing for the show. I went to talk to Kenny about something we're doing for the show. I actually had to get some things together, came back and sat down. And I completely forgot to call the owner. He sits down and
you say to me, "It's a divinus." No, I didn't find it. And before I can say, "Well, thanks for the effort," you go, "Got to be honest with you, I got distracted, forgot to call."
We're all kinds of discombobulated.
Yeah,
and I blame the Tigers.
Effing Tigers. This team is ruining me. I haven't slept well in over a week, and I do blame the Tigers. 100% blame the Tigers for not being able to sleep the last couple nights. 100%. I haven't had much caffeine. The caffeine I have is usually in the morning, not at night, and it's through a Celsius or a Coke Zero. I went to the Red Wings game the other night, did not have any caffeine. Just, all right. Left after two periods, come home, as I'm driving home, caught the end of the Tigers game, and yeah, I'm all worked up, lying in bed. It's like 11:45 at night, and I can't sleep. It's midnight, 1 o'clock, 1:30, finally fall asleep. It's been horrible.
You said, I don't know how to describe it, because it's torture, you said frustration doesn't do it. No, somebody said torture, and I'm like, in a sports sense, it is. I have no faith. None. And it's depressing. Everything about the context tells you this should be exciting. Where they are, they have managed to be in the middle of this context, and it's not exciting at all. It's painful. It is painful. And Gator, you and I are at a total loss to see a way they can pull themselves out of this. A total loss.
Yep.
I said it when they had a 3.5 game lead. They had become a team that had a 3.5 game lead and felt like they didn't control their own destiny, which of course is virtually impossible, but that's what it felt like. And now they obviously they don't control their own destiny when it comes to the division. They do for the playoffs. I mean, they have essentially a two-game lead over Houston with four to go. That's borderline insurmountable in the real context of teams that are competing for the playoffs. I think it's possible they don't win a game the rest of the year.
It is possible. And it seems unfathomable a few weeks ago.
If you had to guess, what's the most likely scenario? 0-4, 1-3, 2-2, 3-1, or 4-0? The most likely scenario, I mean, it might be like 20%, but I think the most likely scenario, I guess technically it'd have to be more than 20% if there's right. Five options, but I think the most likely scenario is 0-4.
I think it's 1-3. And 1-3 might be the most torturous way to do it, because that means that Sunday's game may mean everything in terms of getting into the playoffs. This team is killing me. It's absolutely killing me.
I just looked down at Twitch and Hellborn Elfchild said, yeah, can we just do more football questions?
You know what I feel like doing?
Can we do more football questions just the rest of the show?
More football questions. Even more football questions.
Like we do the we must have the big old tub of pretzels question. We do that every 2 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
And I love it. It's my favorite segment. And this summer when I saw the Tigers, when they had rain delays on TV and they went into rain delay questions.
Yeah.
I found it to be wildly entertaining.
Yep.
I feel like we should adopt, and it's like readopting our own, which is our big old tub of pretzels questions. We open it up like to Twitter, the people that put it out there on Twitter or on Twitch to put questions to us, because I don't want to talk about
Tigers. You want to do ask me anything.
Ask anything. Yeah.
We'll
sift through it.
Yeah.
Some stuff we're not going to answer, but some stuff we can. Could be crazy, could be reasonably personal, whatever. I just feel like now I want to lean into it.
I want to do 10 texts. Would you rather us talk about the Tigers and just choose some random, or the San Jose Sharks? Like, what would you rather hear right now? How are you coping is a great question. Because my coping mechanism is like watching a car accident where I just kind of, I peer over a little bit, but keep my eyes on the road and peer over. Because I'm flipping around. Last night, there was Michigan-Nebraska volleyball in Big Ten.
Come on, man. You know I'm taking a sip.
There was engineering catastrophes, which seemed appropriate. It was like on Discovery or whatever channel carries that. Island Life. Dude, that was a cool A-frame. The Golden Bachelor. I'm flipping around looking at what else is on because I went to Netflix for a second and watched a little bit of that SEC documentary that I haven't finished. And then I go back to the Tigers. It's just, that's my coping mechanism is try not to watch, but watch.
Yeah. I kind of had it on most of the time. If I flipped around, it was to see what episode of 2.5 Men is on. Mm-hmm. It was season one. They had the 2-part episode.
The Office had the episode with STDs when Michael had herpes, and Friends was a Thanksgiving episode. Like I watched everything, everything last night. I was thinking of starting when I went to Netflix, Kang. I'm like, what's better than the Tigers? What's the number one rated show? Oh, it's K-pop Ninja Stars or whatever the hell that show is.
You should watch that. That's much more entertaining than Tigers.
And it's like a kid's show, right?
It's way catchier songs, too, than what the Tigers are playing out there right now.
Do you have a coping mechanism right now for this disaster? Travis in Detroit, you're on 97 with a ticket. Hi, Travis.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, man, I just want to say, can we just officially call this the Blame It on the Tigers segment?
Sure.
I blame the Tigers for ruining a magical baseball season that I had. I went to New Yankee Stadium, Fenway Park, Citizens Bank Park, Citi Field, went to Dodger Stadium. When we went to those games and those ballparks, the Tigers were legitimately holding down first place. Not only that, but when they lost last night, me and my partner, we were going to go to Cleveland. That was the deciding factor for us to go down to Progressive today. So we're not doing that. And we missed the doggone deadline to not pay a portion of next year's season tickets for the Tigers. So I just blame them for ruining what we thought was going to be so magical. I know it's not over, but I just chimed in when I heard you guys like blame it on the Tigers, man.
I hear you, man.
This
is
crushing.
It's absolutely crushing.
So hurt, man.
Travis, I'm sorry, brother. I mean, it's we're all in this. I forgot my phone this morning, and I blame the Tigers. You know, anything that's going wrong, I blame the Tigers. Like, how is your day today off to a horrible start because of the Tigers? Like, what did you forget to do? You forgot to put in the deposit for the season tickets last night. Said, you know what? Forget it. Not going to the game. We're going to go to Cleveland. Now we're not going to Cleveland. What happened?
Exactly. And let me tell you, after last night's game, I turned on the Tulsa King. I'm a Stallone
fan. There you go.
You guys haven't chimed into that. That is a great series, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I've seen the first three episodes. I really enjoyed it, and I'm gonna get back to it because I enjoy Stallone.
My flight out to Nebraska from Michigan, Nebraska last Friday. I watched episode one, season one of Tulsa King. I'm like, there's promise with this show. But I don't want to watch it because of the Tigers. I like nothing. I'm not enthusiastic about much at all. I really need to reprioritize things in my life. 248-539-9797. How are you coping? 97.1, the ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.